Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Joe Negron touted a $225 million infusion into budgets for water projects in and around Lake Okeechobee and Indian River Lagoon, near where he lives. That area of the state was hit with damaging floods and toxic algae blooms, which spawned an environmental crisis last summer. Thursday, Negron showcased what's coming under the Senate plan, such as constructing new reservoirs around Lake O and restoring the Kissimmee River to slow down the flow of water.
We're also bridging 2.5 miles. We already started on it, but we're bridging 2.5 miles of the roadway in between Fort Lauderdale and the Naples area, the Tamiami Trail. And once we do that, water will be able to flow in an unobstructed way to Florida Bay, thus eliminating a lot of the needs for discharges.
The Senate wants to spend $14.7 billion on public schools for the upcoming fiscal year. That includes increasing the state's per-student funding level by $175 each. That's still a bit less than what those levels were in the record per-student spending year of 2006, but it's more than what Governor Rick Scott proposed in his budget. Public community and state colleges, as well as universities, are also in for budget boosts if the Senate's plan becomes law. Both systems will soon be able to cash in on more performance-based funding, says Senate Education Appropriations Chairman Bill Galvano.
No tuition increases within the college system, $1.2 billion. This includes $10 million compression equalization funding, $30 million in performance. With regard to the state university system, $2.4 billion, which includes $200 million in performance funding for universities based on the Board of Governors model.
Public state colleges will now be eligible for additional dollars based upon their performance in terms of graduation rates and workplace development, among other metrics. Public state colleges will now be eligible for additional dollars based upon their performance in terms of graduation rates and workforce placement, among other metrics. But an amendment to that section of the budget generated a lot of conversation. Galvano has proposed removing the State Board of Education's authority to grant the college's request for new baccalaureate degree programs. The concern is that those schools have created programs that don't fit their mission, and some conflict with similar offerings at public universities in the same area. An amendment to the budget by Negron would mean the colleges could lose 10% of the proposed increase to universities.
The underlying premise of the amendment is that with the 175 programs that have been approved for last week, new ones, that there are at least 10%, and I would suggest more than that, of degree programs currently being offered that do not fall within that rubric.
The Senate has been discussing the issue of community and state colleges' baccalaureate degree creation throughout the session, and targeting state funding is a way lawmakers can show they're serious. St. John's College President Joe Pickens says both Negron and Galvano have made a point.
So I came in to let you know, sir, that you got my attention, and I wanted to explain that to you personally and hope that I have the opportunity to speak with you later.
After winning approval from the Senate Appropriations Committee, the full budget now heads to the chamber floor for an up or down vote. Once that has taken place, conference committees from both the House and Senate will meet to iron out any remaining differences. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.